He then takes us on a brief tour of recent U.S. economic history, focusing blame on Presidents Reagan and Clinton. You know, you got to be gentle on the Bushes if you're going to be an effective propagandist for Plato's tribe. Quote, after the caretaker George H.W. Bush administration evaporated, Bill Clinton took over and, with a few minor adjustments, kept the party going for another decade. Profits skyrocketed, as did the financial markets. But there was a contradiction under it all, a system dependent on high levels of mass consumption. And again, he keeps the frame narrow on the U.S., so-called U.S. economy. That continues misunderstanding of what the economy is and what it's for. It's dependence on high levels of mass consumption for both its dynamism and political legitimacy has a problem when mass purchasing power is squeezed. For a few decades, consumers borrowed to make up for what their paychecks were lacking, but that model broke down once and for all with the crisis of 2008. Today, we desperately need a new political economy, another misleading statement. One that fix the system instead of recognize its inherent structural characteristics. One that features a more equal distribution of income and investment in our rotting social and physical infrastructure, and a more humane ethic. Who does he expect to deliver that? I wonder what his recommendation would be. Let me guess, a third party candidate. Continuing, we also need a judicious foreign policy and a commander in chief who will resist the instant gratification of airstrikes and rhetorical bluster. How he can say that with a straight face. With the comparison to W. Bush, still pretty close before our minds, you know? Come on. Continuing, is Hillary the answer? Despite the widespread liberal fantasy of her as a progressive paragon. And again, once again, that he is erecting these straw men. Nobody believes anybody who has to wade into this mess is a paragon. We are trying to survive out here. We're trying to limit the damage that is done to us, and we make strategic calculations, and we're honest, unlike Mr. Henwood. Now, there's a lot wrong with the picture he paints, especially given that Henwood's specialty is economics.